for $12,599. Matthew and Jacqueline Reinhardt seek variances from the front yard setback, front yard, corner, front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115-82, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Hebron Road at the intersection of Hebron Road and Harmon Street. The 911 address is 19875 Hebron Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, map 13.19, parcel 77.
Is the applicant present?
And just to be clear, this was left open for the limited purpose of the applicant submitting an updated survey or site plan that has been received and circulated to the board. It was also left open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant and the public to comment on that drawing only, not to rehash prior testimony, but specific as to the updated documentation that was provided, and for the board to ask any questions related to that. So to that extent, I appear that we do have the applicant here. I can swear him in if you'd like, Mr. Chairman. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Matthew Paul Reinhardt, 19875 Hebron Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I suppose a recap, potentially. So I purchased the property in February of this year. Obviously, I had done some research and saw the litigation.
Mr. Reinhardt,
pardon me, sorry.
This is not to rehash.
Okay, sorry.
This is simply as to the drawing that was provided.
It was got
the it. Only limited reason. So that same rule is going to apply to you as it does for anyone else wishing
Absolutely.
To speak.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm not accustomed to this, so pardon my miscue. So yeah, I'm essentially, the goal of what I'm trying to do here is fix up the home. I don't wish to touch the existing barn building or the decks behind it. I'd like to add a second story above part of that home to add two bedrooms and a bathroom. The existing building was not maintained particularly well. Ultimately, my goal is just to fix up the property and make it less of an eyesore, make it a place where I could take my family and be a part of the community. So I'm willing to answer any questions, but I think obviously the existing issues are really clear. I understand the reticence, but ultimately I inherited this from the previous owner. I will say, for what it's worth, I did call into the county. I believe I called the building department and asked them candidly, because I had worked with them in the past and in my professional life, if I would have issues due to the previous litigation, and they indicated they weren't certain, but they thought because the litigation was closed that I would be okay. Obviously, that wasn't accurate, and so I'm here to, work with the board to see what can be done to make the property better and improve it for the community.
Does that complete your presentation?
Sure does.
Any questions for this gentleman?
Sir, how tall is the fence?
The fence.
There's a fence on the side of the house.
I believe it's probably around 6 feet tall, maybe slightly under 6 feet tall. That could be removed. I have no problem with that.
Question for staff. Is that setback on Harmon Street a front yard setback or side yard, or what is that?
On Harmon Street. My bearings
up. Harmon would be the corner front.
The corner front, right?
Yeah.
Harmon, Hebron's the front.
So would that fence not be in compliance center? I don't remember the code exactly about the fence height.
In the first 15 feet, it would have to be 3.5 foot tall, and then anything beyond that.
Okay.
Fence in the rear there. Sorry, I didn't remember us talking about a fence before. So.
We didn't. Okay. I just realized it looking at the site plan.
That's fine. Okay.
And to the extent a variance would be needed for that, it's not been advertised, so would the applicant have to reapply if that was needed?
Okay.
It's, if it was determined it was needed.
If I may, it's unnecessary and can be removed. And it likely will be removed during the course of construction, pending approval, of course.
And the, okay, the only other question, the outdoor shower, that's proposed, not existing?
No need for that. I've actually already told the design firm to remove it. Yep. It should be removed on the new one, I believe.
Yes, it was crossed out.
Yep. Oh, one other noteworthy thing, my apologies, I forgot. There's a gazebo in the front. I would call that the northwestern corner. That's going to be removed. There's a shallow well, I would call it, under that gazebo. I believe that's probably the purpose why it was constructed in the first place. I've already worked with Caswell Plumbing. I've engaged with them and signed a contract with them to get public water service to the house, because there is no way that that well is compliant. So that's already in process of being removed.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I kind of had one for staff, because I know we got this drawing and it's a site plan. It shows the existing conditions and a proposed addition site plans from Moonlight Architecture. Appears to be dated August the 27th. I believe that was the one that you submitted in per the board's request. And Ms. Norwood, I just kind of want to go through it, as well as with Mr. Reinhardt here as well. What it shows here is the proposed renovation in a dark blue, the existing buildings to remain in a lighter blue, and then the existing decks to remain. And I believe that they highlight which ones are second floor. And from the prior testimony, I was under the impression that the existing decks off the house were ground floor decks. They were not. I see you nodding your head yes.
Correct.
And also says the gazebo is to be removed. So we were looking at front yard variances for the house and the renovation. And I believe that there's a porch off the front of that too. Is that correct? off the front? And I say that because there's these five, I guess, six different, looks like smaller squares next to where it says existing deck. And I think from looking at the photographs or the drawings, that's where the porch was to be located. Is that right?
My apologies. I was having a hard time keeping up with you. So we're talking about the front in front of the house towards Hebron Road, the area in front of the existing deck, right? Sort of between the road and the...
So, looking at this,
yep.
And I don't know, do we have that we could pull up for people to look at, Ms. Lepore? Because I think that may be helpful for the public that's here as well, since this is the focus of the testimony tonight. I believe that's the one. Okay, so looking at that drawing there, that area there where there's to the, you know, the Hebron Road side of the property, what I would consider the front yard, it says you got the gazebo, below it is the existing deck, and then there's a space there where there's these squares. They look like little dots, almost like, I guess, posts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
He didn't mark that. I was frankly a little disappointed we didn't have the clarity on some of this.
Yeah.
But is that the porch?
My apologies. Yes, that's a cover. I would say that the reason why it might be delineated is because it's a covered porch.
Okay.
But it's also ground level.
Well, in fact, it's got a cover on it that would necessitate a variance.
Gotcha.
So that's why we want to make sure that we're clear on everything.
Yep.
Then we have your renovation. We have the existing house. And I believe from what your prior testimony was, the renovation would be completely within the footprint of the existing home, would not protrude any further.
Correct.
Then we look to the rear of the property, and that existing deck on the side of the house there is all ground level too. Is that
correct?
Your testimony?
Correct.
So then as we move to the rear, we have the existing second floor deck, which appears to be within the building envelope. We have the existing pole building, and then we have these decks around it. And looking at the existing conditions plan there, some of that appears to be steps, some of that appears to be decks. I'm guessing all of that is elevated.
Yes, so that those decks are identified as second floor decks basically on all four sides of the pole barn. The stairs that go up to the second level of the pole barn are on the southeastern corner there, and you can kind of see where they go up, and it goes up
probably 8 feet to a landing, and then turns and goes back.
So essentially, and I just wanted to make sure that I was clear, the entirety of that area that's shaded yellow around the pole building is either elevated decking or steps
correct.
To that elevated.
Yep, exactly right.
And we don't, it was somewhat difficult for me with my untrained eye to calculate the variances that were needed. Ms. Norwood, have you been able to calculate what those were? I know that was an issue from the last meeting, and I was hoping that the new documents we would provide would give us a little more clarity, but I don't know if it did.
Right. I have it noted as, let's see, a 4.6-foot variance from the 5-foot side for an existing second-story deck and steps. And then per Moonlight, they had revised that to 4.4 based on a survey. Then a 4.1-foot variance from the 5-foot rear for the existing second-story deck and steps. And they have noted it's 4.2 feet. And 3.8-foot variance from the 5-foot for an existing second-story deck. And they are noting that it's a 4-foot variance that's needed. That's with their revisions when we took it back to them.
So the total number of variances we're looking at is 12. Does that sound right?
I think it could be up to 14. I had
14.
Yeah, we originally had like 15 listed. They struck out the one for the outside shower. And then that would drop it. I was counting them before we started. I had about 14 listed. Because we were including the old variances from the previous, because everything is still there. And then we made the adjustments. And
well, so going around, and I think this helps the board and the public, if we're looking from the porch on, the porch is going to need a variance in the front and the corner front. Mm-hmm. The dwelling, and whether you call it renovated or existing, the dwelling, because it's the same footprint, is going to need it from the front and in the corner. And it's going to need two different ones from the corner because it's got a jut out. It would also need one from the side yard on the southwest side. It looks like perhaps two different ones there because there's another kind of jag of the line of the house. Then it would appear to need a corner front for the pole building, corner front from the second floor deck, a rear from the deck, a rear for the steps, a side yard for the steps, and a side yard for the deck. We kind of went around, like going around.
Right.
Does that look, I mean, obviously the numbers we have to probably have a rule to calculate, but.
Yeah, and then actually it would drop down because the old variants had included that gazebo, so we're obviously not including that either.
That's why I was thinking the number was lower, so.
Yeah. It's a lot.
All right. I don't have any further questions, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if the board has any other. Yeah.
Any further? Is there anyone present in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? We have two. Would you care to speak?
Hello.
Would please be sworn in.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Laura Matthew, 19747 Norwood Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And just as a reminder, this testimony today is only as it pertains to the drawing here before us.
Correct.
Okay.
We're just opposed to the drawing. Was one of the signatures of the 40 signatures that were against the first hearing. We're opposed to almost everything. The West Rehoboth in general is owned by mostly investors. The investors, if this were to go through, it kind of sets the precedent that you can build whatever you want, sell your property at a premium, And then the new homeowner can say, hey, there you go.
Well, I just want to remind you, we're not getting into arguments. It's
okay.
The testimony, it was left open for a very limited purpose, which is why we focused on Mr. Reinhart specifically as to questions on the site plan.
Then the new site plan, there's no permeable ground. There's only one section to Harmon Street along the dark blue that's 3 foot by approximately 15 foot that has any permeable ground. Everything else is either concrete, because below the all the decks, it's concrete. And the whole front of the structure is under, it's all pavers.
Below the second floor deck?
Below all the second floor decks, yes. There's only two parking spaces. My understanding is there may be a couple businesses run out of the back barn building that haven't been inspected. There's gas that runs up, there's electric, there's plumbing, none of which has been inspected or permitted for.
Well, again, we're just focused on the site plan. Okay. I know there was some testimony and things that were submitted prior to the last hearing,
okay.
And we're trying to focus just on
okay.
the new documentation that's provided for.
And I guess my view on that would be, I understand that the front structure of the house that was built in 1957, I believe. So I understand that is grandfathered in. However, the pole barn in the back was constructed, I believe, in 2014 and done without all permitting. So I guess I don't understand how, if you build something without any permitting that's obviously not compliant to anything, how it can go forward. I mean, it's, I guess, a foot on the two sides.
Is that it?
Okay,
thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Brenda Milburn, 19761 Duffy Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if it's easier, you can slide that microphone down so you don't have to arch your neck.
Thank you, sir.
And again, if we could keep it to the survey that we were
getting. Yes, sir.
And you've seen that? You've seen
just
it?
Now. Yeah, okay. Just seen it. Okay, my concern, let me tell you, let me start over again. I'm happy about the bedrooms for the children, but my concern is still, again, the way the structure that he has, the traffic, that's my main concern on how the structure is. And again, I don't want to repeat myself from my last testimony about this, and I don't want to say the same thing that she just said, because I feel the same way that she feels. But I am agreeable about the upstairs for the children.
Thank you. And that was two in opposition?
That's correct.
Operator?
If there's anyone online in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, I have Kara May on the phone. Kara, your line is unmuted.
Good evening. This is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeremy, 1971 Green Norwood Street, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I would just like to hear, after reviewing the updated plan, the same concerns that Laura has regarding to the precedent, which will be set. Moving forward for old construction, being grandfathered in, And also, my biggest concern is the survey. It doesn't appear to be accurate for the pool barn. And my concern is that there's going to be businesses ran out of the building where it hasn't been constructed.
Ma'am, that has nothing to do with the survey itself. Do you have any other comments on the survey itself?
The rear of the location shows partially a building that sits for the adjoining property next door that is currently built by the previous owner. So I think that the survey is misleading where it doesn't show that there is concrete straight up to the property line, and there's also a propane tank that's partially over the property line, the rear of the property behind the pool shed. So I don't think that it's a clear, accurate depiction from the survey.
Ms. May, this is James Sharp. I just want to make sure I'm understanding your testimony correctly as it pertains to the survey. You're referring to the proposed addition site plan with the color drawings, is that correct? So to the rear of the existing property, there's a propane tank. Is it partially on the other property, or is it on this property?
It sits on the concrete pad that goes to the property line. If you look at this, there is a photo that someone has there on their phone where it shows the survey marker. So the propane tank is sitting on the concrete and partially put over into the adjoining property. And it's actually under the decking or the stairs of the pool barn. I know that we have our propane tank, and so ours had to be a certain distance. But I didn't know if it was clear, because it's not clear on the drawing what it actually looks like, where it looks like it's open space, and it's not. If that's all concrete area the whole way up to the property.
Does that complete your statement?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's see if the operator.
Is there anyone else on the line?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. Would you like an opportunity to respond?
Sure.
Respond or answer some questions that you might have.
Yeah, pardon me. I share the concern about impermeable surface. I've been in construction most of my professional life. My plan to remedy that is the parking area at the front of the house on the Hebron roadside. I plan to put in a permeable surface for it to park at. I agree that that is an issue. Regarding the propane tanks, they will be removed. It's going to be an all-electric house. I don't particularly care to pay for propane, so I will be using all-electric appliances when the place is fixed up. I can't recall the name of the propane company. I inherited the tanks, but yeah, there's no need for me to keep those. I will make sure that's in the building plan to have them removed, or just have all-electric service.
You have a response to they're running businesses out of the pole shed.
Yeah, so I have discussed working with a nonprofit organization in the community called Developing Artists Collaborative regarding renting the barn building, as I don't plan on ever really using it for a residence or a rental. I have no plans to rent anything as far as like vacation rentals. This person, excuse me, plans to use it as like a place for artists to rent studio space. I don't know, it won't be, there will be no commercial enterprise being operated out of it. In other words, no store, no places for customers to go in and out of. That's not a best use of the property. So potentially that will be occurring. Right now it's basically just being used for storage, I believe, by that Developing Artists Collaborative, since I'm not there and essentially can't use the house at this point until I do work on it.
Other questions?
I just want to make sure that there's no other structures either below those decks or anywhere else on the property that's not shown on this drawing.
No other structures.
No HVAC that is anywhere.
There's a window, a built-in window unit that is on the house, the southeastern corner of the house. I'm going to get like a mini split system, you know, when I do fix it up. So there will be a unit, but I'll make sure it's not like sitting on the property line. I'll probably put it between it and the barn in all likelihood. Seems like the best place for it.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I under oath, I don't know where it will be when I do a condenser outside. But yeah, I will.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I got a question for Mr. Sharp. If he decides to run businesses out of that pole barn, would that require a special use variance?
Well, this property is zoned commercial. Now, the mixed use component, I'd have to look at the code on that. And frankly, I don't think it's germane to the issue we have before the board. But he does have it is a commercially zoned parcel. I'm not sure if he'd have to get an additional site plan or anything for planning and zoning. Ms. Norwood, do you have any?
It may come into play. C1 permits for quite a wide range of commercial use. The site plan would be part of it if they were going to add on. A lot of times if they just use it, an existing space, it's just permitted use. It doesn't require a lot of site plan.
If I may, there's absolutely no room to add anything on anywhere, so I can, you know, attest that there will be no commercial enterprise in the traditional sense. The organization that I've discussed previously, Developing Artists Collaborative, is like it's a nonprofit in that community of West Rehoboth, and they rent several buildings in the neighborhood. I think this would just be a supplementary structure, but it would not be like a, there's nowhere to park, frankly, so I don't know what they would potentially do with that. But
any other questions from the board? Thank you. If you would.
Yep.
So, Mr. Chairman, you can close the public record if there's no further testimony. I will note that when we had this hearing last month, we had the full complement of the board. We are missing two members tonight. I know that often when we have contentious cases such as this, it's a benefit to have the full complement of the board. Certainly not required. The board can act with only three. I will note that, and this goes for any other case this evening, to be honest with you, it does take three affirmative votes to approve any request. So ask the board to keep that in mind for this application and any others this evening, because we have other applications that will be heard as well. So our next meeting would be the 18th of October. So just let the board know that as well.
Mr. Sharp, the other two board members that aren't here tonight, it won't pose a problem that they weren't here for tonight's hearing?
No, as long as they're able to review, I mean, we keep an audio recording of this. Obviously we have the record of the documentation, and I think we've articulated on the record what we were reviewing. So that they would have that ability, and if they were to come back and say, I've listened to the record that was made at the meeting and I'm prepared to vote, they would be able to participate in that discussion and vote. Obviously, they were here for the first one, so they were there for that. And that was, I think, a bulk of the application testimony that we heard.
I really hate to drag a case out another month, but on the other hand, I want to make sure that the right thing is done as well.
Well, one thing that if the board were to table it, one of the benefits of that I could see is it would give staff an opportunity to take a ruler and calculate the variances that are needed, so we would have a perhaps more complete list now that we've heard testimony from the applicant to clarify some of the questions that the board had and I had.
If we were to table, there would be no testimony at all.
That's right. The record would be closed. You would just be having an opportunity to review the testimony in the record, that testimony in the record and the exhibits that we have, and have a discussion and vote on it.
I'll make a motion to table the vote for the other board members and to give a chance for staff to calculate the total variances.
And you're closing the record?
Closing the record.
And just before we do this, is for the October 18th meeting?
For the October 18th meeting.
Yep, second.
Give a motion and a second. Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12599 has been tabled to till October 18th.
That's correct. And just for the benefit of the public, what that means in the applicant is that there is no further testimony. The record is closed. It's just for the board to be able to review the record and vote on the case. You're certainly welcome to be here that evening. You can watch it online as well, but we won't be entertaining any additional comments.